Bergen Amish Radio Association technical net. Are there any stations in emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. King Nothing Earth, very good. Good evening, everyone. Again, this is Gordon W2TTT. I am using the Echo Link as a method of access. My indoor antenna is a little shaky down here on the first floor, so I'll just have to monitor there, but then actually transmit on 2 meters from direct RF path. Anyway, purpose of this net is to have a conversation with amateur radio, electronics, computers, telephone stations, and the scientists that surround our wonderful hobby and make it happen. And it's about how we operate and how we do technical activities. And above all, it's also an opportunity to pose for sale swap for one of the items. While there's not a traffic net, you're welcome to send traffic if you really want to. But we'd like to take that offline if possible. In any case, Stasis is call sign beginning with Alpha. Please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale swap or one of the item. Some combination of those things are down to the above. Please call K2BAR. K2BAR, AC2GI with questions. Good evening, Rich. Welcome aboard. Are there any other alphas?
K2BAR, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. No comments for the net tonight.
Good evening, Ali. Very good. Anybody else with an alpha call sign? Okay, let's go to Kilos.
Net control. Kilo 2 Lima Alpha X-ray, no comments, but leave my options open.
Okay, John, very good. No problem. Everybody has options to participate in this net. Not a problem. Any other Kilos? Alright, how about November? Alright, how about Whiskey?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and comment?
Okay, Bob, no problem. I've registered your comment. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Alright, and finally, anybody on Echo Link, please call K2BAR. Alright, you'll stick to it. ACCCI, your question, sir. K2BAR, how are you, Rich?
K2BAR, AC2GI, we're doing well here. I hope you're doing well, Gordon. I recently went down the DMR rabbit hole, so I have actually three questions, all in reference to a hotspot. I bought the jumbo spot and configured properly right away. So first question is, if I have two hotspots, one for home and one for work, do I need two DMR IDs or do I use the same one?
You can use one, that'll work fine. If the two will never physically converge, you can even have them on the same frequency. If there's any chance of them converging, you might want to change the color or the frequency such that you can you know make sure that they don't interfere with each other. Over.
Yeah, these would be in two physical locations, miles and miles apart, so I'm not really worried about that. I didn't know if I needed a second ID. Second question, when I loaded the configuration, I created that WPA supplement .config file, and once I loaded it and the Raspberry booted, or the hotspot booted, when I looked at that card afterwards, I had taken it out for something, and that file no longer exists. Does that just get written into another file and erased, or I was just curious.
NK2BS, repeat.
Okay, John, I'm in with you, very good. I thought that file was retained, but I could be wrong. Let me just refer to Ali Dali. Jumbo spot, is that file retained after initialization?
Gordon, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. I'm not 100% sure about the Jumbo spot. To be honest, I only use the Zoom spot with Polystar. I don't really have any information about the Jumbo spot.
Okay, I was just curious. At first I thought I had made a mistake, and then I went back and looked at it, and it's not there. And it's basically a Polystar on the Raspberry Zero. But that's okay. And really the big question for the night, has anybody connected a hotspot directly to Optimum Wi-Fi without going through their home network? Back to that.
Yeah, I've connected mine to my home Wi-Fi. You can also connect it to Optimum or any other Wi-Fi. We've tried that before, and it seems to work okay. The real trick is making sure that you don't hang on to a connection so long that your signal's miserable and it doesn't shift to another access point that might be stronger but not as high on the priority list. Over.
Yeah, I don't think we're on the same page, or maybe I didn't understand your reply. I have Optimum for my cable, and with that I get Optimum Wi-Fi. So, like when I'm out in the middle of town, you know, I open up my laptop, I don't connect to my home network, I connect directly onto Optimum Wi-Fi, kind of like a cell, without cell service. And I do the same thing with my phones and tablets and things like that. And I was curious whether I could do that with a hotspot.
Sales, did I comment?
Good, Ali.
All right, I haven't tried the Zoom spot or any hotspot for on Optimum itself, but I can tell you that Optimum Wi-Fi does require that you log into their network with your Optimum ID and password. You are not going to be able to do that from the Polystar because you don't get an interface to the login page from there. However, what you can do is log into your Optimum account from any other computer and insert the MAC address for the Polystar as one of your devices, so you don't have to actually use your username or password. I usually do that so when I go to some place where I can connect using my phone or my laptop, I don't need to enter my username or password. I just like connect because they have my MAC address for these devices. So you might need to do that for the Polystar as well, so you can actually connect directly. Back to net, AL0Y.
And I've done that for the hotspot, but I didn't tonight. I haven't gotten a chance to try it. I was just curious if anybody has done that. Yeah, all of my cell phones and my laptops, I don't have to sign in to Optimum. They just recognize the MAC address. Back to that, AC2GI.
Yeah, you should be able to work that to the Optimum Wi-Fi, Rich, without any problem. Right now I'm having a little glitch with a cell modem that does Wi-Fi offload. Uses Wi-Fi on 5 gigs to connect to either private or public Wi-Fi, and then gives back an Ethernet and or a 2 gig access network. But it also we go on cellular if there's no uplink on the Wi-Fi side. It's pretty cool. It's giving me a little grief. I'll look into that a little later myself. You should be able to get your jumbo spot to essentially be configured over the 1400, the Osmo Wi-Fi network, and stay connected for quite a while, over.
Okay, thank you for all the information. ADC2GI, I'll be monitoring. Back to that.
Okay, very good. WA2ISC, Bob. Good evening to you, sir. W2PTT, KTBAR.
K2BAR, this is WA2ISC.
Okay, Bob, you had a comment you wanted to make?
Yes. I figured out how to, instead of using a Netgear smart switch to provide LAN and WAN and LAN and D2D ports on a single jack Ubiquiti node, that I figured out how to do that with a Linksys router that was flashed to open WRT. So that I can get at its LAN and WAN and D2D networks with the various VLANs. Over.
Sure, you can certainly do that, and that'll work pretty well. That allows you to really jump on the various subnets nice and easily and seamlessly from your desktop. You're essentially a network device on your desktop, over.
Okay, I wrote up a small web page on my Orton node web pages, is how I went about doing it. Over.
Yeah, I tried to bridge the two networks together, and apparently Randy has the server side down, so we're going to need to find a way to get that content and port it over to the area's only side of the connectivity of this area, and go from there. But if anyone has any ideas, let me know. That really is cool. Thank you for doing that.
To the H-I-S-C from KQBAR. Okay, K2BAR, WA2ISC, and hoping that W2TTT is getting better. Over.
I am, since you mentioned it. Today I was at the doctor having the cysts removed and things like that, and then 4 weeks I'll go back to have post-surgical x-rays taken and evaluated. That should be pretty exciting. I'm marching around on trekking poles now instead of a full-blown walker. Just have a walker for the elevated John seat function, and that's that. So I'm able to get out. And just a reminder, tomorrow Phil on has a speaker of Joe Taylor, K1, and Julia Tango, author of WSJT, WSJTX, and some of the protocols, such as, FT8. He's going to speak on the topic of weak signal modes for, more than just making regular quickie contacts. To be a good thing. That'll be at the senior center, not the community center, the senior center in Fairlawn tomorrow at 7 p.m. Everyone's welcome to attend. Net Control from W2TTT, KTBR.
Oh, is that senior center the same building that the Ham Club is located in, or is that elsewhere?
Oops, I had the volume down a little bit too much. What was that again?
Is the senior center the same building that the Farallon Amateur Radio Club has their club space, or is it elsewhere?
Yeah, it is not the community center. The club has their safe community center at 10-10 20th Street. No, the senior center is a different building near the Farallon Borough Hall and such. It's just off of Farallon Avenue near River Road. It's only a few minutes from the club, but it's actually easier to get to.
Okay, yeah, I should be able to find that. I'll look for it on the internet. WHYC, clear.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Yeah, I don't have the address, so if you just Google Farallon Senior Citizens Center, it'll be fine. But the talk will start promptly at 7, so plan to arrive early and get a seat and such. Alrighty. Anybody else have any questions, comments, confusions, or additional check-ins other than that? Please call KCBA. Alrighty. I'll wish you guys a happy evening. And appreciate to those who picked up the net over the last couple of weeks. And we'll see what gives. Okay, I'm a little grouped tonight. Not stuff, that's the good news. I am a little tired, so that's four persons, but I can get in there. So I want to thank everyone for the good wishes and the prayers. That's really helpful. And if you want to send them for my wife. She puts up with me on this one. 73, and have a good one. This is KQBAR for the Farallon Radio Club, signing clear as WQTT. Referring to repeaters for normal apps for radio use, 73.
W2TTT disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2QEF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2QEF repeater.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2QEF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
WA2CLP, listening.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
WA2CLP, listening, 835.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Try it again.
NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Hello, radio check, break.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UHS, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS, repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UHS, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS, repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UHS, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHS, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Thank you.
NJ2BS. Repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL 151.4.